Welcome to Dancin' Moon Songcast. I'm Scott Simpson, casting from Dancin' Moon Studio in Spearfish Canyon on the north end of the Black Hills of South Dakota, right on the banks of the Spearfish Creek. If you'd like to follow along, you can download a free PDF of my lyric book from scottsimpsonmusic.com/lyrics. And of course, you can find links to all my music there as well. So let's get casting and find out what song we're going to talk about this time. Well, in this week's episode, we're going to talk a little bit about a song called Don't Grow Away, which came out on 2010's Letting the Sunlight Back In, but was written many, many years before that, probably one of my earlier songs, written around 1990, while we were living and working in New Mexico at a camp for the first time there with our first child, oldest daughter, Megan. And it was written for her. So we'll give a listen to Don't Grow Away from 2010's Letting the Sunlight Back In, and talk a little bit about it on the other side.
Just like a river on its way. But don't you ever grow away. Don't you ever grow away.
So that was Don't Grow Away, the version that is on 2010's Letting the Sunlight Back In, which actually is the only version that has been published. As I said earlier, I had written the song very early on, probably 1990. My wife and I got a job as assistant director, and Cheryl was working with crafts at a youth camp in New Mexico, where we lived for two summers, 1990 and 91. We later worked there again, but this was the first time around. But in 89, our first daughter had been born, Megan, and so she was with us. So that very first summer was just an amazing summer, a lot of hiking with our daughter in my backpack. We had a backpack carrier and a lot of great hikes, a lot of experiences, a lot of people to be around. Megan had a very social early life. She was around hundreds and hundreds of people and lots of singing and lots of campfires and all those things that you associate with camps. One morning I was watching her sleep there in our little cabin and watching her awake that morning. And I was just overwhelmed with what it meant to be a father and to bring a child into the world. Overwhelming sort of thing. And the exciting irony is, as I speak to you right now, our daughter Megan, who this song was written about, is expecting. And so the cycle goes on. I look forward to meeting our new grandchild at some point. Just to say a little bit about the style of the song in this particular recording. In 2010, when we recorded this song, it was a time I was listening to a lot of Jack Johnson, so I think I was trying to do a little bit of a Jack Johnson thing there. With the style and the sound and the guitar style, which wasn't exactly what the style of guitar that I played when I first wrote the song. But there was a special occasion for the song in 2010, as our daughter Megan was getting married that year, It was the song that she wanted to walk down the aisle to. So this is a really special song in so many different ways. It reminds me of her and my other daughter when they were just babies, just brand new. Reminds me of Megan's wedding, and it reminds me that I've got a new grandchild on the way. What I'd like to do is talk just a little bit about the lyrics and the song itself, and also I'll mention, of course, in this version, my wife is singing along with me, Cheryl. She has a beautiful voice. Early on, right after we wrote this, we actually sang quite a bit together at camp that summer. But for a number of years after that, that was a song that we sang quite often in public together as a duet. So that's also an added bit of importance to the song for me. We used to do some things in libraries and coffee houses and some things like that. We even were invited to do some music for a class reunion, and it seemed like this was a song that everyone really connected with well. Of course, anyone who's had a child has had this feeling that is at the center of the song. So we'll take a look at the lyrics now. Don't grow away, which of course is a little bit of a play on words. I watched the sun come up this morning, just like a million times before. But when I watched your face awaken, it was like something I'd never seen before. You know, having a child is a brand new thing, a brand new overwhelming experience, seeing that child and having that child. But even more than that, it changes the way you view yourself, the way you view the world, the way you view the whole universe. No matter how many sunrises or sunsets or days or nights or whatever you've seen in your life, or you're aware of having happened over the millennia of time that human beings have been around, having a child makes all of that seem different and new and imbued with significance. And maybe not everybody has had that experience, but most of the people that I've talked with who are parents have had that experience. Described it in a number of different ways. I've heard it described as, you know, wearing your heart on the outside of your body, growing a new set of eyes. But that's what was moving me at the time when I wrote this. I just realized that there will never be another sunrise that's like they used to be. Now that I have a child, and eventually children in the world, and eventually a grandchild as well, and it changes you, and it changes the way you see everything. And we get to the chorus. You're ever growing, ever changing, just like a river on its way. Don't you ever stop that growing, but don't you ever grow away. So I think as a parent, especially a parent of a young child who's moving into terrible twos, toddler stage, four, they're going off to kindergarten, you begin to realize, oh my goodness, my child is growing up. I'm losing things every day that goes by. There's something that will never, ever come back again. I won't ever get today back. I won't ever get this hour back. I won't ever get this conversation I'm having with my child back ever again. And the only thing that makes that bearable is that you also really want your child to grow. You want to see the wonderful things that they grow into doing, the wonderful person that they grow into being fully as they grow up. You just don't want them to grow away. You don't want to be cut off. You don't want something to happen that separates, that ends that relationship. I'm really, really fortunate. I have a good relationship with both of my children. And in fact, this last year, they both moved back to town, and I value it. But I know people, I'm close to people who struggle in the realm of their relationship with their children. And oftentimes there's something you can point to and say, well, that's what happened. But so many times it's nothing you can really point to, and you're not sure what happened. And that's heartbreaking. And I suppose they still hold out that hope for reconciliation of some sort. But I think there are things that we can do. I'm not saying there's no silver bullet. I think there are things that we can do as parents that make sure our children don't ever get to a place where they have to separate from us. And that's a difficult balance because, you know, you want to help your children. You want to help them grow. And sometimes that means taking a hard stand with them on something or being a nag about something or whatever it is you think parenting is all about. But figuring out how to do that in a way that doesn't ever put them in a place where at some point they have to say, okay, I'm leaving now and I don't need you anymore. Being able to let go of them without creating a situation where they have to let go of you. Because you want that connection. We'll get into the second verse. I know the world is full of mystery, full of pleasure, full of pain. Like the burning ache of friendship, or the gentle kiss of rain. But before you see the truth unmasked, look into my eyes. I don't want to hold you back. I just can't bear to see you cry. So another challenge as a parent is the challenge of watching your children go through difficult stuff. And you know that there's no way they're going to avoid those things. Difficulties, if they're human beings, they're going to have to go through difficult stuff. And the difficult stuff is where they learn the good things. That's where they learn all the important stuff that they've got. But it's not easy. It's never easy to watch your children cry, to watch them go through difficult stuff. You don't want to see that. And I suppose this verse is a plea. Before you see the truth unmasked, look into my eyes. There's a plea here. At some level, I know you're going to have to learn on your own. But trust me. Sometimes, just trust me. I can save you some of the hard lessons, maybe. I don't want to stop you. I don't want to stop you from learning the lessons on your own. I don't want to hold you back. But if I can save you some amount of pain, if we can have that kind of relationship, that's worth it. That's worth it. And life, as this verse points out, is full of paradoxes, you know, full of pleasure and full of pain. The burning ache of friendship. Sometimes there's an ache and a pain and a harshness because of friendship. And sometimes there's a rain that comes that's not unwanted. It's a gentle kiss on the face, and it's beautiful. And so there are these things that just can't be stuck in a category of, well, that's a bad thing. This is a great thing. Because all of the things at different points in our lives are wonderful and also maybe at a different time harsh and difficult. So we end up with the chorus one more time. You're ever growing, ever changing, just like a river on its way. Don't you ever stop that growing, but don't you ever grow away. Don't you ever stop that growing. But don't you ever grow away. Don't you ever grow away. And so at the time when I was writing that, of course, I had no earthly idea, one, what this child would grow up to be or the person that they would, you know, grow into being. I had no idea I'd have another one of these, too, just a couple of years later. But now I have that retrospect, they say 2020 vision, and it's 2020. Wow, how ironic. To be able to look back and say, oh my goodness, I know how I felt then, I know how that felt, and I know how it feels now to have these wonderful adult daughters who are amazing, who do incredible things and are creative and just very professional and amazing and loving and caring and all of those things. I can see that now. I couldn't see it then. I had the excitement and anticipation at that time. And so that puts me in a place to understand where this daughter, Megan, where she's at now. She's just on the verge of having a child, just on the verge of beginning to get to know that child, beginning to find out who that child is, and wondering what that child will wind up doing. And so that's an exciting time. And I know even at this time, I can't just tell her, you know, well, here's what that's going to be like. Even though she asks lots of questions and tries to avail herself of whatever knowledge or wisdom that I have or my wife has, I know I can't short circuit her going through that. There's just going to be so many exciting moments for her and for her husband as they have this child and raise this child. And as they try to raise this child in a way that the child will grow and grow and grow, but never feel the need to grow away. Well, thanks for joining me for this episode. Really appreciate your time. And you can find all my music and all my lyrics at scottsimpsonmusic.com, my webpage there. You can stream whatever you'd like to listen to on Spotify, on Apple Music, on iHeartRadio. You find me also on Facebook, it's a pleasure to be able to think through these songs, especially one like this that takes me way back, and that puts me in a great mood for things that are happening right now, and I think that's what good songs are about. They're about taking us where we need to be when we need to be there. So. May you have a wonderful week, and we'll see you every Friday, a brand new episode of Dancing Moon Songcast. Be well.